Well, I never. The grandchildren and I live on a small lifestyle block and are as self-sufficient as possible. This is a new experience for me and we are all learning together. We have two turkeys, a couple of ducks and many chickens and geese. The turkeys and ducks have been named by the children and are close to our little home. As one knows, Mother Nature prepares the female birds for the next chapter, the chicks. Mother duck named Spike has made her nest in the veggie patch right under the kitchen window. She had laid four eggs, but had wandered away. Tina, the turkey, waddled up to Spike's nest. She poked her beak in, ferreted around, and promptly sat down. When she moved off, lo and behold, there in the middle of the nest, on top of the duck's eggs, was one largish turkey egg. Tina had cracked the shells of two of the duck eggs, which I removed. Then in waddled Spike, who promptly sat on all eggs. Checking later that day, I saw Spike had laid more eggs. So we're going to have one confused turkey chick, or maybe not. What a naughty mother turkey. But in finding the humour in all our situations, it somehow seems appropriate. I wonder if birth mother turkey will want to claim chick back after all the hard work is done. At least she did not lay the egg in my bed. Thankful for small mercies, am I?